Okay. We have definitely talked about the AGIL before, which is obviously the major narrative portion of QTSAM. Obviously, we can't get through every detail in the AGIL, but let's try to pick up on some of the details. So I wanna focus on one phrase that Rashi already picks up on. But I think there are different things that we could do with this phrase. So when Hashem decides to kick Moshe out of heaven, to deal with, or Sinai, or wherever exactly you think he is, whatever is going on there, to deal with the Jewish people. So what phrase does he use, which is, packs a lot into a seeming innocuous word, but the viciousness of the phrase is clear. Leave, because your nation that you took out of Egypt has corrupted themselves. And now that's a weird phrase, right? That's a very weird phrase. So Rashi has a technical solution for it, right? What's Rashi's technical solution? It's the Erev Rav, right? He takes it as literal. Amcha, your nation, and not my nation, meaning my nation is the Jews. I don't want to take the Erev Rav. I don't want to take this assortment of quasi-motivated converts, but you were convinced that they were sincere, and that's on you. And they're the ones who sinned, and they're the ones who, if anyone else sinned, it's because they dragged them along with them. But it is, it's your problem. Now that's a very, or that, I mean, that makes the phrase harsh towards Moshe, right? But when you look at the phrase, it seems, I think, more likely that the harshness shouldn't be directed at Moshe, but at the Jewish people, right? Meaning, it's like, whatever, right? You have parents and, right? One parent is particularly stubborn, the other is less so, and then one of their kids clearly follows the personality of the mother, right? And the father, when they see that same quality being manifest, right? It's deal with your son, right? There's a dissociation from it, right? This seems to be even harsher because God is defined as Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Zedicha Meretz Mitzrayim, and he is sort of giving up on that. So there seems to be a lot packed into that phrase, but let's try to unpack exactly what is in that phrase. One level is the dissociation, right? Which is, instead of God now identifying with the historical relationship he has with the Jewish people, which is predicated on Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Atzeiticha Meretz Mitzrayim, he dissociates from that. It's not me, right? Because they've abandoned me, if they've abandoned me, so then right, they've denied our historical relationship, so then I'm going to deny the historical relationship as well.
I mean, you can more so
say you forgot. Well, I'm freeze by freeze here, right? So again, Rashi is a technical. The first level, though, I would add is it's dissociation, right? Where I'm not the one who did it, and that's what allows me to say I'm going to destroy them, v'chulei, which of course the way that Moshe is going to respond to that is what?
That it cannot be
Exactly, right? If you can't do that. Vayechal Moshe et b'nei Adonai Elav. Vayomer lama Adonai yechara abcha be'amecha. Asher hotzei tzeita meretz Mitzrayim b'choach gadol v'yad chazakah. Right? And as, just to read, the Rashbam puts it very succinctly, Kedarko Bakodesh, at least on Chumash and not in Papa Basra, but that's another story. He just says, Amcha Hasher Hotzeita, Amcha, V'lolami. Right? Meaning, please don't rewrite history here. Meaning, it's very easy to dissociate if you want to punish them and you want to not express your kindness, but that's not how things work here. Right? It's Amcha V'lolami. This is not on me. This is on you. You have a relationship with them, and it's not so easy to get out of it. And then, as we've talked about in the past, he makes essentially a two-pronged argument to reinforce why it is that God cannot dissociate from the Jewish people. And that is, yes, it's, first of all, you can say what you want, but the world views them as your people. So if you destroy them, it's not going to work. You cannot... PR-wise, this is not going to work. You can't tell Mitzrayim, no, I didn't destroy my people. I destroyed Moshe's people. No one is going to buy this argument. That's just not how this works. Right? Lama yomru Mitzrayim leimor b'ra'otiyam la'arogotam b'harim u'lechalotam me'alpnei adama shuv me'charon apecha v'inachem al hara'a le'amecha. Nice try. Right? But PR-wise, everyone's just going to say it's your nation, and then they're going to say, why exactly did he take them out of Egypt to annihilate them in the desert? Second argument is, this relationship goes back farther than Egypt, and is built into some promises you've taken with regards to these people. Zichor l'Avraham l'Yitzchak l'Yisrael avadecha asher nishbat alehem bach v'tedaber alehem arbe zarachem kechokvei ha'shamayim v'chol ha'aretz hazot asher amarti atein lezarachem v'nachalu le'olam. You know, there's a history here. And it goes far back. So, the second level is to think about Amecha as God's attempt to dissociate from the people, and Moshe's response is, not so fast. Right? That's not legitimate to your own commitments, and that's not legitimate in terms of the way the world is going to view it, so nice try. But there's a third level, which Yosef already hints at. We actually saw this, I don't know if you remember, in the Goddess of Shir last year, when we did Shibarta at Haluchot, and we saw the Meshech Chachma there, but the Meshech Chachma picks up on what's probably the strongest, whatever, they're all true at some level, but another strong level here, which is what, Yosef?
That you're going back and denying that the
meaning what?
Denying the oppression, but not
being taken out of Egypt, that's what we just talked about here. But there's one more element here to Amecha that's clear, that's very important here. And that is to take what Rashi's insight, but to make it more fundamental. Right? Rashi just says, literally, like, you're Erev Rav. But there's a much harsher implication of Amecha, and that is that consistently, and this we definitely talked about in the past, one of the problems that emerges from the Egel is this weird demigod status that they have tagged onto Moshe. Right? Why? Because as we talked about, one of the weirdest phrases, if you don't understand how weird this story is, you just have to follow the very unclear flow of the Jews' logical arguments. Because what do they say? They say, Vayara'am ki voshesh Moshe laredet minahar. They saw Moshe wasn't coming down. So they said, make us Elohim, which either means a leader or a god, right? It's one of those intentionally ambiguous words. But it does seem to me godly, because this turns into avodah zarah. So let's assume it means God, or might mean God. Why? What's their argument? Why do they need a new God? Kizeh Moshe Ha'ish, because the man, Moshe, Asher Ha'elanu Meretz Mitzrayim Lo Yadanu Me'ayelo. Because the person, Moshe, we don't know what happened to him, the one who took us out of Egypt. But it's not contrast. If it was contrast, that would be easy. That would make sense. That's not what they say. Make us a God because this human being is God. Mahapito. Right? Unless that's exactly the point, is that Moshe in their mind occupies some stature between man and God. Right? A demigod, a superhero. Right? Meaning, Moshe is an Ish, but if there isn't a Moshe, then we need an Elohim to replace him. And that's what they make. They make an Egel. And what's the famous phrase that they say? Ela Elohecha Yisrael, Asher Ha'aluchem Eretz Mizrayim. This is your God, O Israel, who took you out of Egypt. Right? The problem here is that they don't have a direct connection with God, capital G. Right? They have given too much credence, and they've invested too much in Moshe as an intermediary, to the point where, yes, he's an Ish, I guess he's a man, but if Moshe isn't there, you can't replace him with a man. You can only replace him with an Elohim. Right? Because that's sort of the problem, is that they've invested him with like a demigod status. So on the one hand, he's their conduit to capital G, God. So probably in contrast to the actual God who took him out of Egypt, he's only a man. But without him, they feel lost. They don't have any connection to the divine, and there's no man they could replace him with, so they have to replace him with a God, lowercase g. And that's what God is saying. God says, Amcha, why are they sinning? Because they thought, Zeh Moshe Ha'ish Asher Ha'elanu Meretz Mizrayim. Because they don't view me as the one who brought them out of Egypt. It's you. So without you, they panicked and they replaced you with Ela Elohecha Yisrael Asher Ha'elanu Meretz Mizrayim. Right? Meaning if you just follow the language, what God is saying is not Amcha, not I'm dissociating, but I have to destroy them because they dissociated from me. How did they do that? By vesting all their trust in you. Right? They've elevated you to a demigod, and therefore they've viewed you as the one who took them out of Egypt, and therefore when you are gone, they replaced you with an Elohim that's not me. And now, but just think about the Aseret HaDibrot now. Just go back to the Aseret HaDibrot. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Eotzei Ticha Meretz Mitzrayim. I'm God who took you out of Egypt. What's the implication of that in... No, what's the next... In the Aseret HaDibrot, what's the implication of that? Lo Yehyeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Alpanai. I took you out of Egypt, you don't have other gods. Ah, wait a second. But you think I didn't take you out of Egypt. You thought Moshe did, right? You aren't thinking about God, capital G. You're thinking about Moshe because you can't relate to me. So therefore you have this weird quasi-God complex around Moshe, and all your hopes are wrapped up in Moshe. So Moshe is gone, and you replace him with an Elohim, lowercase g, and that's what took you out of Egypt. God says, that's the problem. Kishichet Amcha, your nation has sinned. Why? Not because I'm dissociating. Asher Ha'aleita Meretz Mitzrayim. It's an explanation. How do they sin? By pinning that history not to me, but to you. That's the problem. That's why they sinned. Because they forgot that I was behind it. They invested all their hopes in you, treating you like some, not just an intermediary, Right? Not just a messenger, but some sort of demigod invested with the powers. And that complex, that psychological complex, is what made it that when you're not there, they have to create a lowercase g and claim that that's what took them out of Egypt, because they can't quite wrap their heads around the fact that it's me, God, capital G. Right? That's the problem. That's exactly the point. Right? So when God says, Ki shichet amcha asher ha'alita me'eretz Mitzrayim, so Rashi says technical, it's the Erev Rav. But there seems to be a lot more. One is that God is dissociating, but more powerfully, he is dissociating because he's identifying the sin of the Jewish people in the fact that they have dissociated themselves from that history by thinking about Moshe in ways they shouldn't have, right? As not a messenger, but as an ish who can only be replaced with an Elohim, right? The definition of a demigod. Right? And that's the problem. That's why they replaced him with Eilel Lech Yisrael, Asher Elucha Meretz Mitzrayim. Yeah.
So then, Moshe's argument doesn't seem to be necessarily response to what God is saying, but it's more that, yes, the Jewish people have
a sense
to protect themselves from you, but
you
can't allow
them. Very good. Right, and exactly. Right. And that's why, and in that sense, if you go back to his argument, his first argument is the PR argument, which is, that may be true, but the world doesn't view it that way.
Yeah,
right? The world doesn't view it that way, so too bad. Yeah. You want to dissociate because they've dissociated? That's wonderful.
That's
right?
It's great that
they've dissociated,
but no one
else has. It's great that they've dissociated, but no one else has. So if you destroy them, try quibbling on the arguments, right? That's not gonna fly, right? No one's gonna look at it that way. No one's gonna say, oh yeah, right? Yeah, exactly, right? You know, no one wants to hear your story. That's basically what he's saying, exactly, right? Like, no one wants to hear it, right? You want to maintain your standing in the community, right? You've got to play into the PR, right? You don't have a choice, right? And that's exactly it. Before he gets to, and Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, like, they actually are your people, whether you like it or not, right? No matter what they've done, there's a history, and you promise their parents, right? Meaning, you may not like the kids, but your problem is the parents, so too bad, right? Before he even gets that far, he just says it's very nice. But if you care about your reputation, then don't throw formalities at me, right? Don't tell me, well, they started it. Nobody cares who started it, right? Nobody cares. Nobody cares who started it, right? You are going to be blamed for how you treat them. And if you care about reputation, then you have to care about that. Okay, so that's Bikitsur Nimrat, what I think is packed into that word, Amcham.